Back on Downtown here, and we're now joined on the phone by Courtney Anderson. It was Courtney Anderson last night, and it was also a big night for the University of Maine women's basketball program as they wrapped up the regular season title in America East. Courtney, welcome back to Downtown.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
First, the date last night, February 26th, and back in 2013, the bus crash that ended the 2012-2013 season. This year, February 26th, is known for better reasons, an America East regular season title. What does that day mean for you now with the title in hand, as opposed to that former memory a couple years ago of the bus crash?
Yes, sir. We're really excited about winning last night and all that it meant to this program and what it meant to each one of us, because 2 years ago, we were very lucky individuals, but we'd like to celebrate this February 26th a little bit better.
Now, what does the title mean to the program, too, from where it has been, from when you first started out as a freshman to where you are right now as a senior?
It just means that all the hard work and the culture that Coach Barron has created here, it's all paid off, and that we're heading in the right direction, and that we haven't reached where we're expected to reach yet as a group, but we're getting closer. And I think that the regular season title means a lot. I mean, it's a consistent effort over 16 games, and you have to be good for 16 games, and every game matters. So that really, it means a lot to us, and I know it means a lot to Coach Barron and our coaching staff, and we're just really excited about it.
Speaking of meaning a lot, how was last night being the only senior represented on senior night? It was now affectionately dubbed Courtney Anderson night. How was that having your own sort of a game to just be honored for your time and commitment to the program?
Ooh, it was tough. I think I felt like everybody was trying to make me cry, but I held up strong. And and I made it through with all smiles, and I'm happy about that. And my teammates and my coaching staff, they made it a really special time for me and my family members, so we're really excited about it. I'll tell you what, I wasn't enjoying it leading up to it. There was a lot of interviews, a lot of things that I don't normally have to deal with, so it was a lot of added little pressure. But it was a fun night, and I'm very grateful for it.
Speaking of added pressure, too, 3,000 fans plus in attendance for the third straight game. A huge crowd again last night on a weeknight, nonetheless, too. What does it mean to have the fan support there in such numbers for the last couple of games at home?
Oh, my gosh. Our fans are fantastic. They're the best in America East, without a doubt. And they show up every game. It was a weeknight. We have over 3,000 fans at our game. It's such a blessing to be able to play in front of them and put a good product out there on the floor almost. And we're just really excited to hopefully continue and maybe make it back here to play in front of them again.
One final game on the slate before the regular season wraps up, and it's a special one for you as well. It's a game on the road, but it's the last time you'll be facing your sister as an opposition member in the collegiate ranks. How is that game going to be for you coming up this weekend?
It'll be fun. We're excited about it as a team. We want to finish up the season strong and go in the conference tournament on a roll. And we've got a lot of work to do with a lot of little things built up in order to win that game. And we know they're going to come at us and punting because we kind of embarrassed them. They didn't put out the best product when they came up here. So I know that their seniors, especially on senior night, are going to be amped up to play this game against us. And We're just going to go in there prepared like we always do and hopefully come out with a win.
Talking with Courtney Anderson here on Downtown. Now, don't tell Coach Barron I'm asking you this question, but coming up and looming is the America East Tournament. It's a neutral site for the first two rounds. What kind of mindset and mentality goes through your head and the team's head when you're playing on a neutral site court for the first two games, at least in this tournament?
You know, it could work out that it's not a neutral site for us because we may play Binghamton in the first round. So that would be interesting. But we played at Binghamton. I mean, I played there 4 times. Some of my teammates, most of the majority of them have played there 3 times. So it's a really nice facility, and we're not excited to get on the bus to go to Binghamton. But once we're there, we'll be really happy about it. That's just the way the tournament is. It works. So we've got to go there, and we've got to continue to put a good product out on the floor and just continue to work hard. And hopefully we'll get some fans there to make it feel like a home atmosphere for us, and we can get people off their feet and excited for it.
Coach Barron, very excited, too, about the success that your team has had. But What do you make of his haircut over the last couple of years? You've been there through some of the process of the head shaving. How does it look this year compared to previous head shaving years?
You know, when you're winning, his hair looks a lot better. So regardless of what his haircut, when we're winning, his hair looks great. I think Coach Barron, he's been very selfless in what he's done for the K Foundation over these past 4 years, and he's really put it on himself to help this community raise enough money to keep helping fight this battle against cancer. And he's a really selfless guy, and I think his hair, I know he doesn't like it when it's shaved, and I know that some of us like to joke around with him about it, but he's done it for all the right reasons, and I know that the foundation is very thankful for it.
Absolutely. Now, first, before I let you go, I got to address this. I was noticing on your Twitter feed today that the social media was abuzz with the dress and the colors. And I see it black and blue. I noticed that you see it white and gold. I don't know if we can continue this because this is a divisive issue.
Seriously, it was funny. We're on the bus on the way home from the Cross Center last night. And we just won a regular season conference title, and we're all screaming at each other because some of us think it's white and gold and some of us think it's blue and black, and it's absolute nonsense. Like, we're just yelling at each other. But it hasn't been solved here on the women's basketball team either, because we all see different colors. One person said they saw blue and gold. I think there's absolutely not.
Yeah, at that point, so you can kind of discredit that person for sure.
But I don't know. I see white and gold. I haven't seen anything else.
Well, you know what? We can have differences of opinions, but we can still come together and pull for the Black Bears coming up this weekend against UNH. Courtney, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this weekend and in the America East Tournament as well.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me.